on the popular thing, I also don't want anything I say to sound like I don't like popular music. I'm clearly obsessed with it, you know? I think everything, you know, from Bach on, I'm nuts about it. I think it's a beautiful thing. I think the music we choose to have as our shared music, even if, you know, the voting process didn't work and we got a bad, you know, administration. Yeah, you know, exactly. If it's like, you know, yeah, people were too worried about gay marriage and we got the Bush administration. Yeah. It's like that was the popular vote. Well, I guess for me, it's about being selective. Sometimes the popular vote is the vote I agree with. You know, it's like, hey, we got Obama. Woo!
Right.
So there, you know, wearing my political heart on my sleeve. But musically, it's the same thing. Sometimes the popular vote is just abysmal, and we have the late 80s, you know, and we have a lot of recent years stuff. And the thing to remember is we got to not worry about that because there are always bad periods in popular music. And, you know, we've been in a slump for a number of years, just as we were probably starting in like 83 up to the early 90s. But then sometimes, you know, I'm in love with the most popular band in the world. I was in love with Nirvana. You know? I was so happy to be alive. Like, okay. I love the most popular band in the world.
That is so freaking bizarre, because when you were talking about events, the next thing I was going to say, I kid you not, and I was listening, driving down the 405, and I'm listening to K-Rock, and next thing you know, this song comes on. And I was like,
yeah,
you know,
we all
and,
had that moment.
And you know what song it was, right? And I was like, oh my, and I have to, the first to admit, I didn't know a thing about that band until that moment in time. That is how I discovered that band. But then suddenly they had five songs in heavy rotation. And every time I play In Bloom, which I play a lot.
It's great.
People look at me and they're like, well, wait a minute. You've got all these six decades to play with. Why are you playing Nirvana? And I say, because you don't understand how incredible,
it was great then, it's great now.
How incredible that record not only is, was, and will be, and will hold up.
My moment wasn't actually hearing the first song, which I remember exactly where I was, and I was actually visiting Boston working on the second Amy Mann record at the time, and I was driving back to Q Division. I can picture the street, exactly what time of night it was, and I was like, oh, that's good. The first song didn't blow me out of the water. I got back to L.A., and there was a club, and they played the first three songs in a row. And as the next songs came, I was like, oh, this must be the same band. So, you know, and Bloom comes on, I'm like, wait. And I was sitting with a friend. Wait, were the lyrics just this?
Yeah.
He's like,
I'm so horny.
And we're just like, what the? This guy's really funny. That's great. But fine, about a week after that, I was in a car with a few people, and Lithium came on. And I practically, everybody was going, man, aren't these guys really good? And I was freaking out musically, trying to just, when I heard the melody against the chord change and went, no, you guys don't understand. Like, it was like a weird moment where I just completely waked out. It's like, I don't think you understand how good this is. This isn't this week's good band and we can all be excited. Very few people can do that. It's like, well, yeah, it's really cool. It's like, no, listen to the melody against the chord change. Listen to the melody against the chord change. Listen to it. And I was in tears. I was just going, that is a very, very, very rare gift. And I sort of even looked around and realized it like wasn't quite dawning on people. I still think that is one of the best pieces of music I've heard in my lifetime.
Does it scare you that what we're talking about is 18 years old?
No, I've quite adjusted to that, and
yeah,
and
it's pretty
love it.
Amazing. Isn't it
is.
It, though?
It is odd, and it's unbelievable. But life is wonderful, so it doesn't really bug me.